You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Every day, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, time goes by, taking us farther and farther away from those memories of the past. Do you remember? Remember that time? Remember when? Now, you don't have to remember, because we do. This is the Ace and TJ Total Recall Podcast.
There was a day 3 years ago that we had big news about Skittles, and that meant we had to get TJ's wife, Jody, on the phone. That's right. Jody's reaction to the big Skittles news. Anytime Jody's on the show, it's going to be fantastic. So that's coming up today as we step into the Ace and TJ time machine for Total Recall. Plus, we're going to do some gaming with Riggins, and we'll talk about your petty protests, your own individual petty protests. All that stuff is coming up. But we start with something, well, don't let the name throw you. It's called Fat in High School on Total Recall.
Ace and TJ's Total Recall Podcast.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about moments where you had to end the date in the middle of the date. And we had some great stories, like the girl who said the guy came out of the bathroom and he was wearing a Spider-Man mask. Because on the phone one day, she told him that she loved Spider-Man, and he tried to kiss her wearing the Spider-Man mask. It was just too weird for her. She had to leave. But
and she has no sense of humor.
This girl sent us a message a little while ago that said, why I ended a date halfway through. I was a junior in college. A sophomore that I'd gone to high school with asked me on a date during the summer. He asked if I liked sushi. I replied politely, I really didn't care for it, but I would try it if his heart was set on it. So we went to a sushi place. And I hated it. I nibbled politely on a piece of sashimi or some cold fish. Then he took me to another restaurant before the movie and proceeded to use his fake ID to get himself a drink. I was also underage, but without a fake ID. Not that I would have used one, but I just sat there and watched him drink. And finally, he started a conversation about how he was glad he was so nice to me in high school when I was fat. And now he was really glad that I was skinnier. And then she adds, and he would not stop talking about how fat I used to be and just how happy he is now that I'm skinny.
Well, why is that so offensive? I don't get it.
I said, thank you for dinner and the water, but I'd like to go home now.
Because maybe to her, she didn't have a weight problem. And he's pointing out, you were fat and now you're not.
If she didn't have a weight problem, she wouldn't have lost weight. If she didn't think she had a weight problem, she wouldn't have lost weight.
Maybe she just grew up. Her body matured or changed.
But I think it still doesn't make her feel good. It doesn't make her feel... It's one thing he says, man, I can't believe how skinny or you used to be fat in high school. That's kind of rude. Well, that is not kind of rude. That's rude. But then to continuously go on and on, I just can't get over. You were so fat in high school.
Look, I would never say that. Let me put it out there. I would never, ever say anything like that. I mean, I may be a lot of things, but I'm not rude.
Yeah.
But the shock of that, Gwen's... I mean, why is it so shocking? This guy honestly thinks he's giving her compliments. Like, look how far you've come. She knows that she's lost a lot of weight. She knows that she probably thinks every day, I look better than I did when I was in high school. Is it just that he had already made these other social mistakes of presenting himself to be an idiot? So now she's going to take that as so offensive, that's why she leaves the date? Or is it because he's ugly?
Well,
seriously, no, and it proves my point that a lot of times something is most offensive when it's true.
But she doesn't want to be reminded of it. She knows she was a larger girl. She's lost weight. I don't think she wants to constantly be reminded, man, you were huge.
If she were a basketball player and she sucked in high school, she was awful at basketball. Now she's on a scholarship playing at UConn, and he says, man, You got great at basketball. You used to suck. I'm glad I was still nice to you when you sucked at basketball. And I'm so glad that you've gotten so much better. She's improved. So why can you not keep pointing it out how much she's improved?
You cannot be this.
No.
You're trolling.
And
you
have to be.
Absolutely.
This is the Ace and TJ Total Recall Podcast.
This personal protest thing.
These are funny.
But nobody's putting the word petty in front of it. Nobody will admit that their protest is petty. Here's one from a guy. He says, personal protest. My wife loved, and then he named a restaurant. And when they replaced the baked beans with corn, I told her we would not go anymore. The kids are also upset because we can't go to fast food place anymore because they got rid of the high C orange drink.
Oh.
So when we go there, that's all that I would drink. The only non-carbonated drink they have is tea. I don't drink tea. So what the hell am I supposed to drink? Water? No. But I'm wondering if the family can go without him. Like if mom has the kids.
Yeah, maybe he just won't go.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you want your family to stand by you and not financially support something that you are now so against?
Because they don't serve,
Yeah, because you want the businesses' sales to go down, and then they'll maybe start, well, what if we change since we started seeing sales decrease? Wow, that's from around the time we switched and got rid of the high C.
Regan's sweet mama won't go any restaurants where they don't have Diet Pepsi.
Diet Coke.
That's my thing,
Pepsi.
I thought it was the opposite.
Mm-mm.
And I say, okay. I don't have a glass for a Coke, please. Oh, we have Pepsi. Never mind. I'll have water.
Yeah.
That's my protest.
Yeah. Okay. But you don't not go to the place.
True.
Yeah. When I go to a place that only has craft beer, I'll say, okay, well, let me see. All right, I have a vodka soda and vodka.
Yeah.
All right.
And then he marks off
protest.
The list. I'm not going to go
this
back.
This protest is getting waste.
Yeah. Does this count as a petty protest? This girl says there's a particular restaurant at which she will not eat because their menu has typos.
Oh. That's a good one.
So she just doesn't. Ooh. I will not go there. Their menu has a typo.
Well, because that does show that they're not paying attention to detail.
Yeah.
True.
So what are they going to sprinkle on the scrimp?
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Yeah. There is a girl here who says that this is not her protest. It's her ex-boyfriend's protest because she used to work at Cracker Barrel when they were dating. And since they've broken up, he still to this day refuses to spend any money at any Cracker Barrel ever because that's where she worked. So he has not been to a Cracker Barrel since she broke up with him.
I'm not doing it.
That's a great petty protest.
Hurts too much, y'all. Hurts too much. Plus, it's hot.
Even that old country store.
It's a lot of food stuff. It's mostly food, restaurant, that kind of stuff. It's interesting.
Yeah, well, all right, here's another one. She's protesting a clothing store because signs say store-wide 60% off. Then you get to the register and an item is not on sale. I'm sorry, but 0% off is not on sale. Nah. It's for sale. I'm not shopping there anymore.
I always thought it would be funny to do a special that said, everything in the store is for sale. Because there's the difference in the preposition there, on and for.
Huh. Oh, the guy just replied, TJ, no, the family does not get to go to Texas.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
They're not allowed to go there either.
he says that, no, they don't go either. So they could be supporting him.
Yeah.
Unless he's just cracking the whip.
I protest Target because I got too many cute things that I spend money on.
Oh, I'm protesting cars. get up.
Yeah, you want your family. Horses. You want your family to be supportive of you.
And here's a lady that is protesting just in general salads at restaurants. I hate having to cut up tomato quarters, sliced onions and cucumbers, etc. It's like I have to finish the prep work before I eat. And they put it on a flat plate. So when I'm cutting it up, stuff's falling all over the table. So please dice everything, all caps, and put it in a all caps bowl.
I've been mad
about this for years.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. But when you get a steak or a piece of grilled chicken or a piece of fish at a restaurant that's not cut, you think there should be no cutting involved in restaurants?
Not on salads, no. And salads belong in bowls, not plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's even harder to cut if you have things to cut. You can't cut into a bowl. You need it on a flat surface to cut. But that's why it needs to
be, she said, diced and put in a bowl. I get that.
Okay. Trying to cut up a huge chunk of tomato.
Plus, I mean, how good are you know, restaurant tomatoes anyway?
What?
They're never
ripe. Right.
Yeah. They're never like good out of the garden summer tomatoes.
Yeah.
So why bother?
That's right.
Ugh, it is. Feast begins with the eyes. And I don't want a light red tomato. Thank you very much. I don't want a pink tomato.
I don't take your tomatoes very seriously.
That's right. And I'll protest it. Anything with a pink tomato.
I love this one. This lady says, I'm protesting the Super Bowl this year just because I just detest the two teams that are going. So she just, it's the two teams that she hates the most in the NFL, so I'm not even going to bother watching that.
Here's one that says, I refuse to go see a very, very popular band in the Lake Norman area of North Carolina because someone in the band cheated on one of my friends.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough.
And I love this guy, Hunter, on our Facebook page. It says, I will not buy a vehicle that constantly tells me to put my seatbelt on.
Oh, yeah.
I bought it. Oh, I'm sorry. I bought you. You're not allowed to yell at me to put my seatbelt on.
That's a good one. I hate that.
Just a friendly reminder.
Mind your business.
So does it? So he'll accept the bell that rings, but he doesn't want to hear a voice telling him, you know.
I think he needs the bell.
Either one.
That's what's telling. It's telling you to put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, mind your business.
Cars that talk to you are one step away from robots. Avoid them like the plague. Don't.
And what's that one step ahead?
Huh?
What's the one step? One step away from being a robot. TJ says robots have to have heads, so yeah, it just needs a head?
Probably so.
It's not a robot if it doesn't have a head. I don't care what you say.
You're asking for a problem.
Your little vacuum cleaners are not robots.
Ace and TJ's Total Recall Podcast.
Jody reacts to some big-time Skittles news from 3 years ago this week, and we do some gaming with Riggins, all next on Total Recall.
Ace and TJ's Total Recall Podcast. This is the Total Recall Podcast.
Total Recall Podcast.
Subscribe now at acetj.com, the Ace and TJ app, or through iHeartRadio. More of the Total Recall Podcast after this.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Ace & TJ Total Recall Podcast.
Early this morning, we tackled a subject, and I said, that it was going to be devastating for my wife whenever she hears the news. And evidently it was devastating for a lot of people. So this is TJ, and my wife's name is Jobe. We have some serious news for you that is going to be huge in your world.
Uh-oh.
Are you okay?
Are you sitting down?
No, I'm standing up.
Okay, that's fine. It's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
They have done a study, a guy named Don Katz, who is a neuropsychologist, and he has come to the conclusion that Skittles are all the same flavor.
That's a lie.
The yellow ones don't taste any different than the red ones.
Well, I beg to differ.
Because Jody loves candy.
Like, I do.
Like a kid. Not good candy, like chocolate and stuff.
Oh, I think it's good candy.
She's probably wearing a candy necklace right now.
No, cut back on the candy.
Some Neko or whatever that is.
Neko wafers.
Neko, yeah. But the way it works is each color is scented. With the yellow ones are scented lemon. So when you eat it, you smell the lemon and you see the yellow, and so you think that it's lemon tasting. When it's not really, they're all just a generic fruit flavor.
Okay.
So which ones are your favorites? The orange ones or the red ones?
Orange, yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So you might as well be
eating.
You can't
have a favorite anymore.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Well, I'm sticking to orange. I don't believe this.
Somebody tweeted us, the world is a lie.
Yeah, it is a lie.
Now, the story comes from a reputable source. It comes from Bro Bible. But it was done by a doctor and
a quack.
But the Skittles people are not quoted in the article as you know, like they're saying, okay, yeah, he got us, it's true. Or saying, we've never hidden the fact that...
You can't really taste the rainbow.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, who sits there and eats it anyway, worrying about all that? Well, I know you might, but I don't sit there and think, why am I tasting this? What is it? I mean, could they be flavoring it? I just eat it, it's delicious, and I move on.
Done with it.
Enough said.
Don't put that much stock into it.
You just enjoy tasting the rainbow.
Yeah,
right.
But now will you eat more than the orange now that you know this?
I'll probably still pick the orange out.
But yeah, even I do that. As smart as I am, I'll eat them. You know, I want mixed colors of Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
The orange, those are my favorites too. And then I like the grape ones. But
ew. Mm-mm.
Yeah, but I separate them. I wouldn't eat them together. So now you might as well just eat them like popcorn.
No. And sometimes I think sometimes I think I just pick out my favorite colors. Like, it has nothing to do with the taste. It's just the color.
Right, because they all taste the same, technically.
Mm-mm, no.
All right, well, I'm shocked that you're not just taking what I'm telling you and going, you know what, that is so smart. I can't believe that. But
you didn't say it. The quack doctor did.
She's got a point there.
You didn't do the research. That's
right.
You're just the reporter.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, sorry that this news has altered your life.
I'm going to try to go on with my day.
Nice. This is the Ace and TJ Total Recall Podcast.
An interesting DM just came in on our Facebook. When did Ace and his girlfriend break up? I don't know why, but I kind of got that vibe from the beginning of the show today. We didn't break up. I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know what gave off that vibe.
I did tweet out Ace and his girlfriend broke up.
Oh, maybe that was it. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
But we didn't break up. We had a great weekend together. It was fun. We had a really
did
nice
she help
time.
You pick out you your new headboard at Home Goods?
Did Amanda help? Because she said, you better damn start saying her name on the radio.
She did not say that. Somebody
calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name. Say my name.
It's Amanda.
Although somebody did go and
keep my name.
Somebody used my. I think I don't know how it worked, but somebody searched her out on Twitter and sent me a message. And I said she was very pretty. Very, very pretty.
Beautiful.
But that was odd. Kind of.
So they found the right one.
Is she allowed to have a Twitter account? Your girlfriend?
By me?
Yeah. No, by her parents.
By Twitter.
By her legal guardian.
By, by Twitter or Facebook.
In terms and conditions.
Right. Just because Twitter doesn't have age limits doesn't mean her parents don't.
Right. Sorry.
No. She has a Twitter.
What?
She has a Twitter.
Okay. Sometimes you
where everybody knows your name.
Amanda.
And they're always glad you came.
Don't call me Mandy.
Anywhere you can see, the troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on Netflix or anything? Are people able to still see that?
What, Cheers?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's somewhere.
It must run reruns on a regular TV?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have no
idea. Like on Nick at Night or something? I don't watch TV.
I haven't had a regular TV in years.
Yeah.
I'm just a Netflix person.
No.
Netflix and, well, you know, the way we millennials do it.
Sure.
If you see me watching a show that's on at the same time everybody else is watching it, then it's not me. It's an imposter. I refuse to go back that far in time. Ugh. No, thank you.
To what, real regular TV? Those days are long gone.
Old-fashioned TV, yeah. Where it's like, oh, 8 o'clock, let's sit down and watch. No, might as well be gathered around the radio for old Western dramas. Louis L'Amour Theater that my great-grandparents used to talk about.
So no.
Mm-mm. Do you watch anything on regular TV, Riggins? Or is it all pretty much DVR, Netflix, whatever?
Yeah, I just got a new monitor, a 4K 27-inch monitor for my new gaming PC, so I'm not going to be watching TV ever again.
But you watched game last night.
Yeah, I watched a football game. Yeah, so yeah, I'll watch sports and stuff.
But you had to stop playing the game.
Yeah.
To watch because you heard that the game was getting good?
Yeah, I was playing with a bunch of 15 and 16-year-olds. I was like, I got to go, guys.
There's a football game on.
They were like, whatever, we were just putting a squad together.
What do they say whenever they hear you open another beer? They're like, are you old enough?
Yeah, I was like burping and stuff. And they're like, who's burping? I was like, sorry. I've had like 14 beers and I'm playing with 14-year-olds. It's kind of weird. Yeah. They're 15. I'm not a total loser.
No, I think they're 14.
Are they 14? They might be.
Most of them are 14. It's my son's and his friends.
Oh, my God.
And they're 14.
Yeah. Listen, I'm well aware that it's ridiculous.
Are you able to hold your own with 14?
No, not even close.
They're killing you like crazy?
Yeah. All the time. They're like, is that your first kill? I'm like, man, it's not my first kill. Leave me alone. Shut up.
The Ace and TJ Total Recall Podcast is new at noon every day.
Every day.
Subscribe now on iTunes.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weight loss.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.